The white paper, Live to Work or Work to Live. Can you just summarise where all that's come from?
Yeah, so we looked at basically Australians and how they felt. I mean, everybody believes, you know, you only get one life and you want to live it. So we wanted to see the trends in the Australian workforce on whether people are looking to work or working to live. And I think some of the stats were quite revealing. I mean, if you look at it, we have 45% of people want to stay in the workforce and want to be active. So they can remain part of the community, but you know, 27% and even more said that there's no way they can afford to do that. And they basically have to live every single hour of every of day that they have that they can do before they retire. And so, what gave us some interesting things about that is we started looking at the millennials versus the baby boomers and stuff like that, and we looked at the industries that these people worked in. And I think one of the surprising things came that as an aging population, we're going to be relying more on healthcare services. But if you look at that healthcare industry, it's the most like disaffected group of employees. I think over 70% said that they believe they lose good people because they don't offer flexibility there. And, you know, the fact that they want to stay in the workforce, they believe that they can't do it under the current environment that exists in that industry. Which I think is an interesting topic with all the state elections coming up.
So then what do you think is the future for businesses that that don't address these changes that we're seeing in the workforce?
They're going to lose a lot of skills out the workforce, and obviously employee relations are going to suffer. And I think, you know, most businesses today are definitely engaging more with employees and realise a happy workforce is a more productive workforce. And those businesses that don't embrace the change, which is really a HR cultural revolution, they're going to suffer from it, and you know, so will we.
So basically, what you're saying out of all this is it all comes down to how businesses employ new technology to manage the mobile, virtual and multi-generational workforces. This is something they need to start looking at right now, isn't it?
Andy, totally agree. I mean, mobile technology is here with us. I mean, everywhere you go, someone's got a mobile phone and they're talking about the apps they've got on it. And managing the workforce via a mobile device is here today. And those people who aren't embracing that type of technology would be dinosaurs. You only have to look at how Apple reinvented itself 5 times and then look at BlackBerry, how they didn't.
Exactly.
The brand is gone.